Let this abomination unto the Lord begin!
You're listening to Podcrapular Light.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I wish I could wet my pants.
Podcrapular.
Inconceivable.
Light.
Together we are the masters of our destiny.
Podcrapular Light.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be whining. This is my job.
Because Josh had better things to do.
So he just ran away?
I'm afraid so.
So you're stuck with Golf Widow and Andy Martello.
He doesn't look like any consultant I've ever seen.
This is a lot more fun with a second person.
I am drawn to them, as if by a power greater than my wiener.
We don't have a lot of time. We weren't meant to spend it this way.
Podcrapular Light.
Why is it not okay for girls, but it's okay for boys?
It's called the double standard.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Golf Widow. It's Podcrapular Light, which is kind of like the first show we ever did, which was like,
yeah, it was. We were a little bit shy around each other, and we left the lights out, and we finished real quick, and we ran out the door.
That's exactly what happened, and we didn't even call it Podcrapular back then. I think it was like we came up with goofy names based on whatever the hell we were talking about.
Yeah.
But now we're doing a Podcrapular Light, and this must be confusing people because everyone kept tuning in to listen to Josh do Podcrapular Light, and we explained to everyone Podcrapular Light could be you and me talking, could be Josh talking, could be you talking, could be just me talking, could be just 10 minutes of nothing. But so we're doing a Podcrapular Light because we have the time to do it, and Lord knows when we will actually get to air it. Because these are supposed to be little stopgaps in between the times that you and I can't get together to record an actual show.
Exactly.
So that's what this is. So we should probably pretend like this show doesn't exist in the real Podcrapular world. We can't talk about anything we just talked about or may talk about. We have to just kind of make this shit up.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So, so
hey, how about that last show, huh? Wasn't it awesome?
Yeah. Hey, totally did rocked. You guys miss that? You should go back and listen to it and then come back to this. No, this is a standalone thing.
This is a standalone thing. But we could still tell people that if they're not calling 206-333-1338 and telling us stuff about how much they love the show or things they'd like to hear or how much it sucks, then we should just be mad at them still, right?
Well, I don't hold a grudge.
Nah, this is true. This is true. And we should also let people know, myspace.com/podcrapular. You're listening, golfwidow.podomatic.com. Stream it on iTunes, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's going on, kid?
Not a hell of a lot. We just, it's a Saturday. We're hanging around. It's almost time for you to go to work.
That might tell people what time it is. They might know. Ah, it doesn't matter.
No, because your schedule changes all the time. You're not a 9-to-5 tool of the man like me.
That's true. That's true. I'm just a man tool. That's what I am.
Yeah.
So, it's a Saturday. It's actually getting chilly out in Las Vegas now. It's funny, we've had an unseasonably warm November, and then like within the last week it started actually getting chilly, but we still have
Define
not committed
chilly.
To work. Well, in comparison to what you have, it can't be the same, but like our inside the house, like the internal temperature of the house now is not above 70 degrees anymore. Now it's like between 67 and at night. I don't know how cold it gets at night, but we still haven't put our heat on because like we can just bundle at night, and during with the few hours we're actually at home, it's like we'll cook. That'll make the house warm. But it's been like 65. Actually, outside it's been probably between 70 and 80 degrees during the day, but we've been getting some winds that have been making really, really chilly. And it's funny, all the hardcore locals out here, they've already got parkas on, for God's sake. They're like, oh, okay. And I haven't even broken out the windbreaker yet. I'm like,
oh yeah, well, you're from
degrees.
Chicagoland, so know.
But it is chilly.
It's 34 here today.
Oh, now see, I would definitely wear a coat for that. And but who knows? I don't know what the weather is in store here, since most of my time is spent either at the Houdini's Magic Shop, or driving to and from those places. I get, you know, I'm always in some place warm. But sooner or later, we will be putting on the heat. The only reason we haven't been putting on heat here is because we're trying to conserve money, and we don't want to spend the money on the electric bill, because we had like $100 electric bills during the summertime, and the bill is supposed to be going up in the wintertime. So if I can get by with, you know, like a few more months of $40 electric bills, you know, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a gas fireplace here, though, that I really need to figure out how to work, because gas is way less expensive, and we can actually take advantage of the cool fireplace we have.
Yeah, and it would be a shame to, like, you know, try to use that without learning how to use it, because, you know...
Yeah, that could end up in...
It could end up loud.
Yes, loud. And it could be the second home in a year that has been destroyed. So we can't have that happen.
Oh, you know, what would be the odds, though, you think?
It's funny. Every time we've had, like, strong winds or storms of any kind out here, April and I both look at each other and go, what do you think the odds are that we'll die?
Nah.
Our house will get blown up to pieces. Hey, and speaking of which, people can hear some of the comedy I did in Laughlin regarding this. Of course, if they've been listening to the regular Podcrap, they probably heard me say all this shit before. But I worked in some of the disaster stories into my opening act set at the River Palms Casino in Laughlin, this most recent booking I had out there. And they can go to YouTube, just type in Andy Martello Comedy in YouTube, and you could see some of the performance videos from my show that I did out in Laughlin. They could see me eating fire and being funny. They could see my opening act sets and being funny. They should do that, don't you think?
I already did, and I gotta tell you something. It's like, I know that if I were to come to Vegas, you would be like, you're coming to my show and you don't have to pay to get in. But if I had to pay to get in, I would. That's how funny you are in these clips.
Oh, you thank you. You're just saying that, though, because you want to get in my pants.
There ain't enough money for me to want to get in your pants that bad.
Oh, come on. You're supposed to say you do it for free.
What, to get in your pants?
Sure you would. Of course, you need the money more.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm hopeful. You know, it's really pissing me off because I can't decide how successful my run in Laughlin was until I actually start getting repeat work, you know? And this is a pretty big-time agency, and this was the first time they used me, and I've got, you know, the head of Tropicana Entertainment was very quick to tell me how much he enjoyed me, and the casino manager at this place, her exact words were, I will do everything I can to get you back here. I'm like, that's good, right? I mean, that should be a good positive report. They should have heard good things. I mean, so much so that, yes, the check cleared, but don't you think if they book so many other things, they should start calling? Don't you think? I mean, I've been calling them. They can return the call,
yeah,
maybe.
I would think so.
All that's on the way. It's coming, cool. I guess.
Cool.
So, wow. Look at it. We're almost done with Podcrapular Light.
Yes.
Holy cow.
This is easy. How come it takes me forever to scrape together 10 lousy minutes on my own? You and I do it, and it's like, oh my gosh, look at the time.
Well, somebody I dated one time, it was only until recently that I realized she was being mean to me, but she told me, she was like, oh, you know, one of the great things about being with you is that we never run out of things to talk about. And now, in retrospect, I realize what she's saying is, you just never shut the fuck up. So I think that's what it is. If you're talking to me, you know, you're just going to hear me yammering away endlessly. That's why I should have a job in professional radio, because I don't need to do show prep to fill time. I can talk about damn near anything for any length of time and make it fascinating, don't you think?
Yes, I do think.
And you get your think on.
See, that's the thing that I can't do. I could talk about anything for 10 minutes, but it is so boring. I'm like, oh my God, I'm falling my own self asleep.
Oh, come on. That's not true. I listen to you. You make me laugh. I wouldn't have ever contacted you had I not seen so many people go into your blog in the first place and then decided, I want Golf Widow to comment at my blog. If she comments at my blog, that means I'm interesting too.
I'm awesome too.
Don't reference stuff from other shows. You can't do
that. Oh, sorry. Right. Sorry.
There will be no real porn audio in this show. Did you want some? No.
No.
But no, it's like because I kept seeing you had so many people were commenting at your blog and talking about your blog and all that stuff, and I decided, well, heck, I should go to your blog and see what the big deal is, because, you know, I have that same kind of thing where you know, anybody who isn't me clearly is boring to me, and then you turned out not to be boring, and then I, you know, I kind of looked at it like there's a line in L.A. Story, which is, ordinarily I don't like to be around interesting people, because then that means I have to be interesting, and so I was like trying to court Golf Widow to come to Andyland, and then it was cyber fucking. That's really all it was. It was a cyber courtship.
It was cyber dancing, if you want to keep it G-rated. But yeah, it was cyber fucking.
But you make me laugh, and let's face it, I'm a tough audience. You know,
you are.
If you suck and it's not the kind I like, then you know, I just humor you and tolerate you. But come on, I even offered to buy your book, and you still sent me one anyway, which really pissed me off. I wanted to buy your book so you could have some more money.
Yeah, but you were, like, just about out of money. I was like, okay, who can go broke faster, me or you?
Yeah, that's all right. But, so yeah, you know, don't sell yourself short. You should never...
I should sell myself a lot taller than this.
Most definitely. And with bigger boobs.
Oh my got any bigger, I'd probably tip over.
I know. I'm looking at the picture of your cleavage right now. Hell yeah. I still have that. Are you kidding? Whew. If I had an iPod, that would be my iPod screensaver. do iPods have screensavers?
I think so. Well, if you've got a video one, mine doesn't.
Yeah, I really don't know. I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. But speaking of absolutely nothing, we've filled in more than enough time for a Podcrapular Light.
Okay.
I think anyone who liked this past 11 minutes or so should most definitely tune in for the actual show, which usually, under ideal circumstances, comes out once a week. Yes?
Yeah.
You'd agree to that. And it lasts longer. It's like an hour. And it's got funny stuff like real porn audio, and we talk about Josh, who does a great job producing all this crap for us. And then we bitch about how nobody ever comments or calls us because they pretend to love us but really don't.
Oddly, Andy is the one who lays most of the guilt with that, whereas I was the one who was raised Jewish.
Right. That is strange. But, you know, all of the best combinations, business combinations in the world are when an Italian and a Jew gets together.
That's right. This is just another example of that. Actually, it's two Jews and an Italian, because our producer also is Jewish. Already.
So I need one more Italian to balance this out so I don't get the heebie jeebies.
Oh, no.
I'm going to hell.
It's all right.
Well, on that happy note, we should get out of here before we say something, or before I say something really racist and you continue to laugh at it. So listen to our regular show, and thank you for listening to this Podcrapular Light.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.